still got work to do. Still not at a place where, you know, what you feel comfortable. You should never feel comfortable until you get what you want. So yeah, that's where we feel like we are.
How do you look at the upcoming schedule? Obviously, some tough ones coming up.
Well, yeah, I mean, every game is a tough game. In my opinion, I feel like you can't really go into any game and say, oh, this is going to be an absolute win or this is going to be a win. It doesn't work like that at this level. So, you know, we're, like I said, we're not comfortable where we are. You know, we're 6-2. Definitely, that's pretty good, but that's not where we want to be. So we still got work to do.
You got 8 games under your belt. Do you still feel like a rookie?
Well, yeah. I mean, I still got a lot of things to learn. I'm still learning each game. There's definitely something I've learned in every single game I've played in, and I believe there's things I'm going to learn in the up-and-coming games as well. So, you know, I'm still a rookie until I'm not a rookie anymore.
Can you talk about how the offensive line is gelling? I mean, there's been some changes in there, but you guys seem to be putting it together.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're working every day in practice, and, you know, we spend a lot of time with each other. We're always talking. We're, you know, catching extra film. We're just spending time together to build that camaraderie that we need to be able to do our job together. And I think we're pretty good now at this where we are at this stage. And but we still know we got to get better. That's some things. So that's what we're working to do.
TJ, what does it say that you guys were down several starters in the fourth quarter there and into overtime, and you guys were able to find a way to win against a pretty good team?
I mean, that's what you got to do. I mean, it's no matter how you win, you just want to get a win. So. You know, guys come in and step up, and, you know, that's what we're here for. Everybody's here. If you're, you know, you're not a starter, you're a backup. You're a backup, you know, being ready to play when your number is called. So, really, that's what it comes down to, guys stepping up, and, you know, we find a way to win.
You know, everyone talks about man up, and when you see, you know, your quarterback go down, it's one difference, but to see how he went down, you know, kind of a dirty play, does that get you guys more angry as an offensive line when you see that?
I mean, it definitely gets you angry, but, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, there's only so much you can do about that particular thing. You know, you can just say, all right, you know, we're going to go win this game because they're playing dirty like that. Let's play the right way. Let's play the game the right way and go get a W. So, you know, that's what we came together and did.
You seen Teddy around? I mean, he seemed to be in decent spirits in the locker rooms. Is he doing okay?
He's cool. I mean, I saw him right after the game. You know, he was my regular self, giving everybody hugs, you know, high-fiving, congratulating everybody, congratulating the team. So he's good.
So you don't see him today?
Did you see him? Is he in here today? Have you talked to him today at all?
I haven't seen him.
Do you have any thoughts he could not play Sunday, or are you pretty confident he'll be out there?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
How much pride do you guys take in the fact that you guys have the fewest penalties in the NFL?
I don't know. Zimmer emphasizes that, but you guys are the ones that have to do it. Especially offensive linemen, sometimes that's a tough position for that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we in camp, we got a lot of, you know, we had a lot of false starts and a lot of penalties and stuff we didn't, you know, necessarily want to have. And our coaches said, listen, we can't have this as a unit. You know, we can't have certain things. So we just took it to heart and just made sure, you know, it doesn't happen that often. And, you know, sometimes some calls aren't really what they say it is. So can't really, you know, do anything about those. But as far as what we can control, we try to control that and, you know, keep penalties to the minimum.
I know that in Chicago, Coach Zimmer was saying, this is another win that we've checked off our bucket list, you know, or on our list. You know, like they said, we can't do this. We say we can't do that. You guys are into proving people wrong. Mm-hmm. How has that brought you guys together as a team to kind of bond under that and to see that you have, you know, done things that people said you guys couldn't?
I mean, we got to believe in ourselves. You know, it doesn't really matter what anybody else says. People outside this locker room, doesn't really matter. It's about what the guys in here believe in, us trusting each other and trusting our coaching and trusting our coaches and our coaches trusting us, and that's really all that matters, what's going on inside this building. So everybody else outside doesn't really matter.
Thank you.